Amen. Okay, so Passover 2023, Jesus, our true Passover and communion is the title of today's message, tonight's message.
Amen.
And so Amen. During this time of Passover, everyone, the Lord gives us a deeper exodus from ourselves. He really does. He releases healing unto us. We've been celebrating the Passover on Good Friday for over 23 years. I don't really know how many years it's been. It's close to 25 years or so. We've seen so many miracles on this night.
Amen.
Cancer, lupus, AIDS, heart disease. I remember a baby had I believe it was an enlarged heart. We saw that get healed and got doctor's reports, heart disease itself, to name just a few, have been healed in our midst. There has been deliverance of all kinds. And everyone, listen, everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight gets the opportunity to draw closer to Christ if you'll accept it. Tonight's going to be the same. Even though we're Zooming this meeting, it's still going to be the same. The power of God, the power of the Lord will not know any boundaries.
No, it doesn't.
There are no boundaries. He's going to reach out and touch you.
Amen.
But just give your ear to what's being said. Focus on the word that's coming forward. Imbibe it. And as you do, I promise you, the Lord is going to stretch out and touch you. He's going to touch you tonight in any area that you're needing him to touch. This is the Lord's Passover. And to make this note just plain, you can experience this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Passover is something that is continual in Christ, and you're going to see that by the word. So we open up just reading about the Passover in the book of Exodus chapter 12, just referencing it. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 11, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood," I love this, "and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs and with the puritans thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." When I read verse 11, it blew up for me. It showed me that there is instantaneous healing and deliverance. It's immediate right there. It is the Lord's Passover. As you're eating and partaking of it, it becomes the Lord's Passover. The word Passover, we know over the years, means it's the festival. It means, or the victim, the sacrifice, and or exemption. Here's your breakdown for the definition. The victim or the sacrifice would bring forth an exemption. The exemption then would birth into a festival in your life. Things would become festive. You'd be living the way that God intends it. So the definition alone is just, I mean, absolutely powerful. And we know that Jesus is the victim. We know that Jesus is the sacrifice. And he brings forth our exemption. That exemption now ushers us into a life of being a festival. where the burden is easy. He says, my burden is easy, my yoke is light. And so we come into the way of the Lord where things become much easier, and it births a festival style living in our lives. And we understand fully that we know that they had, the Lord gave them a meal to eat, and it was the lamb, the bitter herbs, and they had to eat the unleavened bread. And they had to have the blood on the two side posts and over the top of the door, signifying that now they could enter into Passover, or that the death angel would pass over them. Amen. And they would be exempt from any type of doom or gloom that was coming.
Amen.
For that particular time, as the firstborn son was going to die in every house that did not have this ordinance in place. And so now that was then, and we thank God, we understand that they also went to the Red Sea, and they found their place of exodus from out of bondage. And so these things transpired. The Red Sea opened. They crossed over the Red Sea. All of their enemies were swallowed up. These are all some of the benefits when we come into Passover and when we're coming into the true communion, which is Christ, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so now Jesus, our true communion. And in this segment here, we actually watch him change the traditional meal. He actually changes that. I never really noticed it until we've been doing this study on eating the unleavened fragments, the bread, which is Christ. And we're gathering fragments throughout the messages, and we're eating the fragments throughout the days. And in essence, we found out we're actually taking communion on a daily basis. All right. So now in Matthew 26:26 through 28, it says here, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Watch this now. Now, prior to this, they had to prepare the Passover. The Passover still was consisting of unleavened bread. It was consisting of the lamb. It was the same traditional Passover meal with wine. And so now wine is now added to the table. It was mentioned, but it's a part of the meal. But watch this. It says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Now he's going to alter everything, and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples.
Jesus.
And said, take, eat, this is my body. This is Jesus actually altering hundreds of years of tradition, dealing with the lamb and celebrating the Exodus. He's letting them know, I am the new Exodus here, and the meal is going to change. And it says here, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, I love this here, drink ye all of it. He said, don't let there be a drop left in this thing here. Yeah. Get all of my blood in. He wanted them to. So now the meal is changed from lamb, bitter herbs, and unleavened bread, just unleavened bread and blood, and the wine, which would become the blood. And so now he changes and alters the meal, signifying this is no more. This is what we're going to do now. You can keep the custom, but understand where the power of the Exodus is coming from now. It's coming from here. It's now just the unleavened bread, which is my body, and the wine, which is signia of my blood. For this is my blood, he says in verse 28. This is my blood. This is my blood of the New Testament. There it is right there. Which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. And so now Jesus says, this is now the new Passover. Now, he changes the physical meal, but then you have to understand that it's not just the physical meal that was altered, but it's the meal itself, even though there still is a physical, we use physically, but we're going to see something, man. It's going to open our eyes, and we're going to get an understanding of something that he was always talking about himself, that he is the unleavened bread. So typically, the Passover meal consisted of the lamb, unleavened bread, and bitter herbs. Jesus, in the midst of Passover, reveals the new meal. It would now become just unleavened bread and wine. But even in that, he was speaking of eating him. John 6, 57, which we've been smashing the last month or so, it says this, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. So now the word of the Lord now becomes the Passover meal. It becomes the entire Passover meal. It happens, and my goodness, it's going to get good to you. It's going to open your eyes to how effective this truly is. How truly that Jesus becomes the gateway to the Passover by having communion, by eating him daily, by staying in the rhema word. And as we're eating him, my goodness, we're entering in fully in and experiencing Passover. The blood on the two sides and above is that place of expiating force that comes and propitiates your mind from shame and guilt. My goodness, that means you're blood ready. That means you have come into Passover. It's happening. It's really, you're in transition. And everything that was supposed to go left is about to go right for you. Praise God. So the word of the Lord now becomes our Passover meal. To eat Jesus means to eat the word, not just the letter, but the word, the anointed word of God, the rhema word of God. So now it's creating the festival that's about to pop off in your life, and it's real. Watch this now, but we're gonna get the full breakdown of this here. So the word of the Lord now becomes our Passover meal, and all of the benefits of the first Passover would flow the same way. Passover and communion, watch this now, are one. They're one. When we have communion, what Jesus created in the New Testament was communion. But it was on the night of Passover. So now he reduces down from the Passover meal, and it's now typically called the communion, the Lord's Supper. And so now it shifts now. It's not the lamb doing it, the lamb, the four-legged creature anymore. Nope. It's not the bitter herbs. No. Never was anyway. But that was the criteria. Now the criteria for us to get this is eating Christ, the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, God.
So Passover and communion are one, and they are both Christ. They're both Christ. New Testament believers believe that every first Sunday we've got to have unleavened bread and grape juice. No, not without a revelation, you don't. And if you have a revelation, you realize that you're having it every day, praise God, that you're having and taking communion. All right, here we go. Jesus, our true. So now we learn here, Jesus is the true communion. He says it right there. He says, right, any man that eateth me shall live by me. All right. So he's the true communion. And we'll see here, he is the true Passover. And there's a reason why we go back to see that he is actually the real Passover for us as well. All right. From the blood on the door, we celebrated here, Jesus as our Passover, from the blood on the door, which is being exempt, it exempts us from death, it exempts us from sin, to the Red Sea, which swallowed up all of their enemies, all the way to the promised land that would flow with milk and honey. This is what happens with us as well.
Amen.
The blood on the door led them into a place of being exempt. They were exempt from the death angel and destruction that was in the land. They were exempt from all of that. And then they were in a place of exodus. While they were in the exodus place of crossing through the Red Sea, all of what was trying them was drowned.
Amen.
All right. And then they were being led eventually to the land of milk and honey that flowed with it, prosperity. And so the Lord wants you to know that the same results come from Jesus being our Passover. Watch this now. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. We hung out here too for a minute, but watch this. There's one little key that I don't think we saw. Well, maybe some of you guys did, but I didn't really see it. I saw it, but I didn't really pay attention to it or didn't call me. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. I saw that word is. I said, what you mean is? Don't you mean was? And he said, no, no, no. It's is. I said, okay, there's something here. He is sacrificed for us. Watch this. Paul didn't say that Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed. He said he is sacrificed. The word is means, watch this now. When you eat the rhema, he is sacrificed, meaning the sacrifice of Jesus is now, it means to be present. The sacrifice of Jesus now comes in, the next definition means existence. Watch this, I love this. The sacrifice of Jesus being your Passover is now, it says, to be available. Jesus, it means to be near. It means to be at hand. So every time you're eating the rhema word, every time you're in it, that's why you experience the expiating force. Why? Because the Passover sacrifice is at hand. The whole world remembers. Everything comes in. The day he died on the cross is fresh and before you. Right there. It's done right there. It's present. The same power 2,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago, is now made available to you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To bring you completely out because you're in the true communion and the true Passover of Christ Jesus. It's now existing. That same earthquake that rent the veil, my goodness, of the temple that kept man from God is ripped fresh for you. You're right in the presence of the Lord. You're right in the presence of the Father. What happened that day is happening right now. It's existing. It's available. It's at hand, praise God. Now remember, in the midst of the message, when something sticks out to you, you can go ahead and, as a point of contact, take your unleavened bread, take your juice, and go ahead and just receive from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because you're in essence taking communion right now.
Hallelujah.
So it says that he said he is sacrificed. Not was. The Lord said to me plainly, said, Todd, it comes into existence, my sacrifice. It comes in, it becomes available to you. What's available? Everything Passover did, everything that Passover, their exodus, my goodness, their prosperity, you're going to see it in a moment. Everything that they got in Passover becomes available to you. When you're eating this word, same way they went out, the Bible said they borrowed vessels of silver and vessels of gold. They left in total wealth and prosperity. It becomes available. All right, here we go. Every time we eat the unleavened bread, the rhema word, the Passover lamb, right? And all it represents is available unto us. This is why we will be without spot or wrinkle. Think about it now. It makes sense.
Yes.
This is why we're going to be without spot or wrinkle. This is why. Because why? Because every time I'm in eating this word, I'm under Passover. And all of the benefits of Passover are downloaded in me. And in you, praise God. Man, we're fools for not eating this consistently. And I say that to our shame. This is why we will be without spot or wrinkle. We will need or want for any, we won't need or want for anything if we keep eating the power of Christ, our Passover.
Hallelujah.
Our Passover keeps working. All right, let's watch this here. Some confirmation that Christ, our sacrifice, is present when we eat the unleavened bread and drink his blood. Watch this, here's a little bit more confirmation. Eating the bread is to start, watch this. It's to start the study. That's what I'm starting to eat the bread. I crack open the word of the Lord. I'm getting into the notes and the things in which he's been saying. I'm eating some bread, right? I'm now eating. I'm hearing the rhema. I'm eating. Drinking his blood means we stay in it, or we continue to stay in it until propitiation.
Yes.
Until the expiating power, which means all of my guilt, shame, fear, doubt, everything that was outside, I just put on the mind of Christ. He puts his mind on me. When this happens, I'm now drinking the blood. So I start by eating the rhema. If you think about it, we called it, the Lord gave us a revelation several years ago. He called it the bite down. You got to bite through. He said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. I got to bite the flesh first, and I got to bite down hard enough to draw blood. That's what this whole process would be. I'm biting down in the word. My mind begins to shift. Now I'm drinking the blood.
Hallelujah.
All right. So now I'm really, when that blood is drawn, I'm now really in the midst of absolute Passover. All right. Here we go. For I have received in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is going to blow some of your minds. I thought about a lot of you on this segment here. This is my body, which is broken for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, didn't say every first Sunday, for as often as you eat it, meaning there is no restraint, restrictions, you can eat it all day if you want to. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he comes. Now, this is proof that when we get in, he's talking about his word. All right. He's talking about himself. To eat his word is to eat him. What happens is the manifestation of Passover does come, and it's true. It's exactly as the note says. It's confirmation that Christ, our sacrifice, is present. We do shew the Lord's death till he comes. We shew it. Now, the word shew means this. Watch this. To proclaim it. It means we declare it. Means we preach it. We shew it. We speak of. Or there's another definition that means that promulgate. What promulgate means, you put it into effect. You put into effect. So what you do every time you get into this word, you put into effect the death of the Lord, which equates to Passover. You put it into effect. Living, he loved you. Dying, he saved you. You put salvation into effect. You come into the place of festival. You come into the place of Passover. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do promulgate, you do put into effect the Lord's death till he gets here. So every time you need it, every time you need the effect of what my death did, you put it into effect when you're eating my word. It's now in effect. Now the purpose of my death is in effect for you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm carrying your sins. There is no more sin over you. Why? Promulgation said it. You promulgated. When you got in the word, you put into effect. Now, all of your sins are buried with me. This is why we stay in a constant place of favor and prosperity. Why? Because we keep eating and drinking the cup.
Yes, amen.
And we stay in deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Satan can't hold you for more than like 20, maybe 2, maybe 3 seconds at best. Man, you can't be held with the cord. The Bible says you shall not be held with the cords of sin. It can't hold you. Why? Because you put into effect the power of his death, which gives you your exodus. It gives you your exodus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
From every single problem. But some of you are saying, but, you know, Apostle, I still find myself having troubles here and there. And yeah, I'm going to show you why. This gets really deep. And we're going to break that reason. I believe that's where healing is going to begin to flow. So if you haven't taken, or if you did take your unleavened bread and your juice. If you want to, get another one out because you're going to need it because it's going to touch you again.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's going to touch you. I didn't just say take it once. That isn't what God is saying. He said, as often as you eat this bread, often as you drink this cup. He didn't say just take it once. That's why he told them in this same chapter, it kind of made me roll. I thought of Evangelist Dally like this here. It says, he said, tarry for your brethren, talking about during this dinner. Wait on them. Because you don't know when their promulgation is going to set. You don't know when they're going to be promulgated, they'll be promulgated, when it's in effect. He said, tarry for your brother. Wait for them. You don't know when it's finally going to hit someone. You don't know when it's going to be put into effect. Watch this now. The healing will flow in our reverence, but sickness and even death stands in our irreverent behavior. Now, I'm going to show you why some of us, even in the rainbow word, are not receiving, and that's going to break up off of you tonight. Let the healing start. In the book of 1 Corinthians 11, we pick up at verse 27. It says, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Key here, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or die. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, so that we should not be condemned with the world. See, it's in this chastening that takes place, because sometimes we're in the rhema, but we're not discerning the Lord's body. I asked him, I said, Lord, what do you mean by that? What do you mean we're not discerning? He said this to me. He just said it before I got any definitions or anything. He said, when you're not Exodus minded, when you don't have a mind of Exodus when you're eating the rhema, but it just is basically ritualistic to you. Rhema has become ritualistic, he said, to some of us. It's become religious to some of us. Why? Because we don't discern the power that's really in it, and therefore we never move in Exodus, and we stay in bondage. And the Lord said, when you're not Exodus minded, because my word has the power to set you free. But when you're not Exodus minded and you're just doing it because this is where you go to church or this is what you do, you dial in on this line. But when you're not Exodus minded and allow the power of this communion to set you free, he said, many of you are sickly. Many are held in damnation. Why? He said, because you're eating and drinking it unworthily. You have no real intent of being delivered. You're just doing it to do it. And this is going to create problems in the long run. Many become sickly. Many fall asleep. Watch this now. So when we partake in true communion, we have to let it do what it's designed to do. It isn't for a feel-good moment. It's for the remission of our sins. Oh, yeah. It's to deliver us from sin. To deliver us from sin. This is what he said. Once the meal reveals, it then wants to heal. But when we eat it unworthily, it means we have no real intent to change. Some of us are in rhema because it's become a ritual or religion, like I said. Yes, rhema. Yes, rhema. The true Lord's Supper has merely become a ritual. We're not allowing it to take the anointing and the power that it really is. Man, come on, man. We deny the power that it really has.
Jesus.
Because we're really not in a mindset of exodus from the things that we're doing wrong. In fact, some things we're doing, we don't even consider it wrong. It's just life now.
Yeah.
And this, many of us are sickly. Watch this now. It's going to get real deep. Because we're not discerning his body. When we're judged, we are chastened of the Lord. The reason why, the The reason why we're chastened of the Lord, the chastening is the being sickly. That's the chastening. He's trying to wake you up to let you know, wait a minute, yes, you're in rhema, but you're really not discerning my body. You're not discerning what its capability or capable of doing. Why? You don't want it to cross over your lines. You like the way life is right now. So many of us are sickly. Healing has to be healed, and it will be healed if you allow and you begin to discern. This word's coming to bring you out. You can't even see that you're in. Remember, tonight is a night of repentance, everybody. Tonight is a night where we turn even some more to the Lord. The word unworthily means irreverently. If you're doing it unworthily, it actually means irreverently, and irreverently means blasphemy. It means defilement, or you're desecrating the body of Jesus again. It also means sacrilege, which means improper reception of a sacrament, of what is sacred, because consecrated to God. So you're improperly receiving.
Wow.
You're not receiving it right. If you received it right, you'd have a mind that's always in geared for exodus.
Amen.
Which level of glory do you want to go to now? Where do you want to take me now? What, Lord God, do you want to cut away? I'm open. When you're in the rhema, you have to be open. That's why he taught us about post experiences, where he was going to just continue to show us and bring us into salvation, deeper levels of it, and then greater levels of success. But when we're unworthily eating the rhema, God help us. It's sacrilege.
Jesus.
It's sacrilege. This thing, the Lord told me, he said, Todd, this is the most sacred thing that I have, is my word. There's nothing more sacred than my word. My word is who I am. And when it's not received, it's when it's under improper reception and it's not being received right for what it's capable of doing, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, the true power thereof, is where some of us are lying. And that's why we're sickly. And listen, when I show you what sickly means, it's going to be like, okay, it's not just talking about sickness in the body here. Mm. It's not just talking about your physical. God's rhema word is the most sacred thing God has. We all know it's God himself. When we are hearing without the intent of real change, without an exodus mindset, to the fullest, we commit sacrilege. It's blasphemy and defilement. This causes the communion to turn on us. And what's supposed to be bringing us into Passover and deliverance, it now, the communion, this false communion, begins to turn. And it actually brings us into what the Bible says is damnation. So what's supposed to be healing and prospering and favoring is now destroying us and will eventually put us to sleep. I'm going to say this, and I might lose a lot of you going forward, but that's your choice. Don't come on this line anymore without the intent of the power of the rhema word of God doing what it's supposed to do in your life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't you get on this line. I don't want you on this line, and I'm doing it for you. Don't get on this line without the intent of the rhema word really being a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Save yourself the trouble. Every time I get in the word, my God, I get in the word because I want God. I want his deliverance on my life. I want him to free me every time I come in with an intent.
Amen, God. Amen.
To really be set free and delivered in every faulty area of my life. I don't want nothing else but his deliverance. I want his healing.
Bless God.
I want him. But don't dial this phone and turn over and go to sleep, because you're still responsible for it. When we eat and drink unworthily, we don't discern the Lord's body. Now watch this. Watch this now. Watch this. Not discerning means to hesitate. All right. It means we hesitate. Hesitate in what? In what the word is revealing. Watch this. We make to defer, which means this. We make to defer. It means we deviate from, we depart from it, we run counter to, we contradict. That's not discerning. We contradict. We run counter. What do you mean, run counter? When I go back into the place that the word revealed I shouldn't be, I'm running counter to. I deviate from it. So now I'm in the position now where there's trouble. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. Don't get me wrong. Listen here. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord will not impute sin. There's going to be times where you falter and you fall. There's going to be times where things happen without question, and you still have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking to those folks that get on the line, and you know who you are, that get on this line with no real intent of change. This thing is supposed to bring about your exodus. We hesitate in the power of his deliverance. When we hesitate, we deviate and then depart from and counter back into sin. This is why we don't see, watch this now. Now you know why we don't see the power of God in the moment of the rhema word and communion. Is there an area of your mind that you do not allow the word to come into for your exodus? Well, you're not discerning the Lord's body. Watch this, it gets even deeper. We then end up in sickly or falling asleep or in damnation. Watch this now. The word sickly, the root word of sickly means alpha, but it's as a negative participle. Excuse me, a negative particle. It's a negative particle and presumed a derivative. It's a presumed derivative. Now watch this. What that means is sickly is alpha in a negative sense. Alpha we know is Christ Jesus, all right? But it's this right here, watch this. This is what happens when you get sickly. You end up, it's presumed derivative, right? Which means it's unoriginal, it's copied, it's plagiarized, it's rehashed, it's secondary, or it's a copycat. You think you're walking with God, but you're really walking with an unoriginal. You're walking with something that's copied, plagiarized, rehashed, secondary. It's a copycat. You're never going to get healed.
Oh.
You're never going to get delivered. You're never going to reach that place that you want to. Why? Because you've fallen sickly. Why? Because you're not discerning the Lord's body. Why? Because you won't have an exodus mindset in areas of your life. And when you eat this word, there's an exodus that's supposed to be taking place. It is the Lord's Passover. But if your mind is already made up coming in, you're unworthy. You're eating it unworthily. If you're getting on the line and you know life is going to be the same when you get off the line, it's unworthily. And what you're doing is, and my God, and I see this. This is where the church, a lot of the church is in a place where this God, this Jesus, this Christ is really a copycat. He's rehashed. He's secondary, and they've made him up like he's still the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of moving mountains, the God of this. No. You've fallen sickly, and soon after we just fall asleep.
Jesus.
This is why sometimes we are in the rhema and it's not bringing results. Because the word is, the blood should be above the doorpost and down the sides. Everything's covered. You got blood on the left side, nothing up top, nothing on the right. Or you got it on the right, nothing up top, nothing on the left. Or you might have the two sides covered, but nothing up top.
Uh-huh.
In other words, I'm saying you're holding on to something.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, this wonderful communion that's supposed to bring forth healing. It's a night of repentance, everyone. That's what Passover is. He always challenges us on this night. It's a night of repentance, everyone. It's a night to say, you know what? I'm coming in with a mindset to have just full out Exodus. In other words, we aren't getting the real Alpha. We're not getting the real Christ. There aren't any results flowing as they should when we eat and drink unworthily. Yeah. Yeah, Jesus. But if you can allow your mind to be reconditioned now, where you begin to say, okay, you know what? I'm down for you to move this. I'm down for you to move that. I'm down for this to go, for that to go. I'm down. I'm with you. I'm right there with you. You step into a place now where blessed is the man in whom the Lord will not impute sin. Blessed is the man in whom the Lord imputes righteousness. He now begins to credit. The Lord is asking you in all of what's been said. It's harsh. It's hard. Yeah, but it's real. He's asking you to open yourself up again. And stop playing with this pseudo alpha. Stop playing with this pseudo Christ. Stop acting like you're eating his flesh. Stop acting like you're drinking his blood. Because if you really eat his flesh and drink his blood, you're gonna fall on your face and saying, woe is me. I'm a man or a woman of unclean lips. Some of us need a reality check in the spirit. Some of us really and truthfully do. We need it. And we need to allow the power of this communion to really penetrate. Damnation, we fall into damnation. The word damnation actually means punishment with which one is sentenced. Now, this is the become sickly, and we often fall asleep. Listen, when you're derived, when alpha is in the negative, it's messing with your provisions. It's messing with everything. It's messing with everything. Trust me, I will be the first to tell you, there's been times where I've been in the Rhema word. There have been times. It's not now, but there have been times where I was caught in myself. And I was eating and drinking unworthily. And I know there were times I reflected back on those times. But boy, how I've learned to come in and let him just do whatever he wants to do. And I'm in agreement with everything he's showing and everything he's saying. I don't walk with a rehashed Jesus. I'm not walking with a copycat. All right, so now, when we have a true Exodus mindset, these benefits will flow. And I thank God that these benefits are flowing. They're starting to flow. They are really starting to flow in the house of TGM. Here it is. It says in the book of Psalms 105, verses 36 through 39, and I'm almost done. It says here, he smote also all the firstborn in their land, the chief of all their strength. Listen to verse 37, 38, and 39. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and a fire to give light in the night. When we are eating the true communion and we're eating it worthily, opening our complete self up to him, right? There's benefits. This is your Exodus. He brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one feeble person among their tribes. Everybody got healed. Egypt was glad when they departed. Your enemies become afraid of you. They'll be at peace with you. Obviously, they gave them all of their silver and gold. Then he gives you a cloud for covering. He covers you. And fire he gives to light your way in the night. But if we're eating with the intent of an exodus from the shortcomings, if we're truly reverencing the Rhema, the Lord, then healing is now, right now for you. Damnation's gonna break up off of you. But you have to be willing to leave your Egypt places for good. Sin still is a reproach to all people when you don't regard iniquity, when you're not allowing him to judge you and you're not judging yourself. But when your mind is made up that you want this unleavened bread and the blood of Jesus to do what it can do, you'll be credited righteousness and sin will not be imputed. Your exodus is now. Your exodus is now, hallelujah. When they were crossing the Red Sea, these benefits were manifest: deliverance, favor, wealth, healing, prosperity, and vision. These same benefits will be ours, they're yours tonight, through the true Passover and communion, which is Christ our Lord. These same things are here for you now. Yeah, there's a challenge on the table. There is a challenge to unlock a locked door, to open it up. Allow the blood of Jesus to come flowing in and allow your mind to say, you know what? I need an exodus. I do. I don't want some pseudo alpha praying to be healed, but no healing is coming. That's impossible when you're eating the bread and drinking of the cup, unless you're doing it unworthily, with no intent for change. You can't lock that door forever. Ah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus is the true communion. He's the true communion. He is the true Passover. If we eat him. He's the one. That's your meal right there. If you can imbibe that, if you can receive that. If you can just receive it. Jesus. Lifting your hands to him, everyone. Oh, yes, Lord. Discerning his body is going to bring forth healing. Discerning his body. Discerning his body is going to bring forth healing. I feel the Lord probing. I feel the Spirit of God probing. Even right now, he's probing. He's looking. He's looking for entries that he hasn't had. He's looking, but he's standing at that door and he's knocking right now. If you let him in, your healing will be healed. Glory be to God. Just let him in. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You don't have to do anything, but just open the door. Open the door. Come on. Come on. Accept it. Just accept it. Accept it. Accept it. Accept it. Embrace the possibility. Yes, you really can be delivered. But I don't even feel the conviction of sin in that area. The reason being is because your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. iron. Let him heal the searing, your numbness. Let him heal it. Let him heal it. Let him heal it. Let him heal it. If you open up, he'll heal it. Healing can start right there for you. But it's healing nonetheless. Let your entire mind invite the exodus that this communion brings. Let your entire mind invite the exodus that God has. There's an intense, and I mean intense, resistance. But let it break. Trust him. Let it break. Trust him. Ah, yes. He said, you're not going to lose anything. You're going to gain everything. What you feel is loss is actual gain. It is the Lord's password. It is the Lord's Passover. Hallelujah, Jesus. Healed healing is yielding right now to heal. That resistance changed. Ooh, you crack the door open. I feel it in the spirit. You've entertained the thought of exodus from that circumstance. I feel it in the spirit. Blood is on the top and the two sides have been struck with blood too. Minds are being fully propitiated. You're accepting the power of communion. You're accepting the power of this Passover. Jesus, yeah. Yeah, there's an ease on the atmosphere right now that's changed. That fast, it's changed. Glory be to God. Ooh, glory. Glory. I hear the Lord say something very strange to me just now. He said, the death angel is on the prowl. He said, but this death angel you want in, because he's going to kill everything that's of carnality and flesh. He said, this death angel, invite him. I'll tell you who he is. Jesus said, behold, I have all power over all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This angel you want in. Ooh, glory be to God. Behold, I have all power over all flesh to give eternal life to as many
Jesus.
As I choose. Let this one in. Ooh, glory. Yes, Lord.
Bless God.
You're discerning the Lord's body. If you haven't taken your communion, you're discerning his body now. You're in a good place of discerning his body and healing will flow. Healing will flow. This communion right there. You're in a good place. Oh, glory be to God of discerning the Lord's body. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Master. We don't mind you flowing, Lord. We don't mind. We don't mind you. We don't mind you. No, we don't. This is our night, Lord Jesus. Yes, it is. We don't mind you flowing at all. You don't mind you flowing it along, Lord. Let Exodus flow. Let it flow, Master. Let it flow, Jesus. Let it flow, my Lord. minds are totally aligned with your Exodus place right now. We're totally aligned with your Passover.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Heal the flow, Master.
Hallelujah. Ask.
He told his disciples, he said, drink all of it.
Yep.
Drink all of it. Amen, Lord. Amen, Jesus. My God, my God. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, there's some comments in the chat here. Elder Allison shows a picture of the bread and the wine. Evangelist Darrell said, hallelujah. Jay says, this is so good. Amen. Elder Donna says, amen and amen and hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Elder Allison is obviously taking more communion, showing the bread and the wine.
Bless God.
Blanche says, amen. Elder Donna says, amen, amen. Powerful, powerful word.
Hallelujah.
There's healing in the atmosphere right now. There's healing. There is healing in the atmosphere. I'm not just saying this, but there is real healing in the atmosphere. Glory be to God. There's been a tremendous shift and there is healing flowing in the atmosphere. Minds and hearts are open. Minds and hearts are being healed. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There's such healing flowing.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There's healing flowing, my God. Jesus, I bless you, Lord. Jesus, I bless you. Jesus, I bless you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Stretching forth your hand in healing. You've imparted greater levels of accountability. You've imparted greater levels of awareness. And we give you praise for it, Master. We give you praise for it, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Miss Erica just chimed in and said, I'm out of there. She's experienced her exodus. Ooh, look at Jesus. There's healing. There's an outbreak going on. There's healing. There's healing, there's physical healing, there's inner healing going on. There's relationships with Christ being healed. Glory be to God. There's renewal taking place, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, my hand is stretched out to you now. My hand is stretched out to you. Let me pull you up and you'll see how your feet and your ankle bones receive strength. You'll see how your stride begins to change. Let me pull you up. Reach back toward me. Let me pull you up. Let me reconnect with you. I am the vine. You are the branches. My goodness. Abide in the vine. Abide in me. Discern. I'm here to help, not hinder. Glory be to God.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Yes. Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is our true Passover. He's our true communion. He truly is. Glory be to God. Man is healing, flowing. Jesus, I give you glory. Such healing. Tonight, there is no offering. There is no offering. If the Lord gave you specific instruction, that's fine. But other than that, there is no offering. The Lord said tonight, I am your offering. I am the victim. I am the sacrifice. I'm giving myself to you. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen. That's all I've got for you tonight, everybody. Enjoy your Passover. Enjoy the Lamb who is Christ. Enjoy him. Enjoy him, the unleavened bread and the wine. And drink it all. Jesus. Tremendous peace on the line right now. I mean, tremendous peace. You're in the place of peace. You know you're in the place of prosperity. You're in the place of healing right now. You're in the place of favor. God's benefits are all around you. You're in Passover. Hallelujah.